Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And hello, everyone, and a pleasant welcome to you on this Friday. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, and we don't get to play Where's Deuce? It's one of my favorite games. The man is sitting 6 feet away from me. And it's good to see you. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you? And, you know, we could still play it. It's always fun.
Yeah, this year it was Lexington. This year you were in the Commonwealth of Lexington in Kentucky the whole time.
I was in Lexington a lot this year, which, you know, last year it was more so in
Missouri.
Columbia and St. Louis is where I spent the majority of my time there. But, it's always interesting when you get to go to some of the college towns and you see the sights and you see people roll in, you know, early during the week. They get there. Some of them get their big SEC weekend. Some of them get there Wednesday night. But by Thursday, you definitely see the RVs out and kind of see and feel the buzz in those different cities. And so that's always pretty cool.
And you've seen it from both sides. As a player, certainly from Ole Miss, taking that bus into wherever you were playing, you know, as the rival.
Well, it's a lot different from a player standpoint.
Right.
I mean, because from a player standpoint, there's a lot of pressure. From an analyst standpoint, the pressure is don't mess up somebody's name. You know, make sure that you're getting out the correct information. So it's not as much pressure. But from a player standpoint, you don't know what you don't know. And that's exactly what the position you were in. And it's a lot different from there, I mean, because from where you sit now, particularly in that world, I don't say that you don't care who wins. You truly don't. You do have an affection for coaches that are truly honest with you and they're open up a little bit. And, you know, you get to know their personality a little bit. But from just being able to tell you what I see, I enjoy that.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. And it's different. I mean, because, like, even from a player's perspective, you don't get to go out into town. And so most of the times I at least get to go to a restaurant or at least, you know, from a lunch standpoint, check out some of the sites and people tell you, hey, look, go by this place or go by that place. And that's always pretty cool to be able to do.
And you're not done, right? You have a bowl.
Yeah, I have a bowl schedule coming up, and knock on wood, that always changes a little bit just because of maybe, you know, obviously our Saints schedule or something happens to someone else. But right now, it's interesting because I'm supposed to work the Independence Bowl, which is, you know, obviously Shreveport. And then the Frisco Bowl, which is over in Dallas.
Outside
of Dallas and Frisco. So looking forward to those, you know, two bowl games. And obviously we don't know what teams are where yet. We know what conferences, you know, pair up, but you don't know what teams are where yet.
It is a big weekend for football in general, as usual. High school football, as they're getting close to getting the teams to go to the Dome. And then tomorrow at 3 o'clock, you got Tulane at home in their conference championship. And at the same time, I think they're like 8 minutes apart, LSU and Georgia, and then the Saints in Tampa on Monday. So different games have different meanings, but it's a big weekend for football.
Big weekend for football, and there is a buzz in this city. There is a buzz in New Orleans, you know, for Tulane and kind of a rematch against UCF. And you know, I know we'll get to talk about that game a little more in depth, but it'll come down to, can you stop Plumlee? Can you stop John Rhys Plumlee, a former Ole Miss football player / baseball player from Oak Grove, Mississippi? And so know John Rhys pretty well. And, you know, it's interesting. I got to give even a shout out to their receivers coach. Their receivers coach, Grant Hurd, was I played with he and his brother, Ronnie Hurd. Grant was my receiver back at Ole Miss, and so I know he's on Gus's staff. And so I know a couple other guys on that staff. And then obviously, you know, the news broke. I guess that was earlier this week with Coach Fritz.
Yeah. He talked about it a lot Monday, and it was kind of iffy. And then Tuesday, it was like, boom. And he said he was staying at the same time, which was key, Georgia Tech signed Key.
Well, I think what happened from the Key standpoint was he knew – I'm not to say he knew. The situation was better for him here. And so once he told Georgia Tech no, then they turned to Coach right. Key. And that whole thing, I've heard some of the backstory to how it all unfolded. That whole situation is I'll put it like this. It's interesting. It's very interesting to say the least, but, you know, what they've been able to do at Tulane has been impressive, and injuries obviously over the last couple of years hit them pretty good, but they were able to kind of put it all together, and it was a K-State win propelled them.
17-10 kind of early in the season.
Yeah, gave them that confidence and propelled them, and even though you got quarterbacks that got banged up this year throughout the year, you had other guys to step up, and, you know, they've been able to make plays.
We have a couple of guests coming on the show, one in the 4 o'clock hour. That'll be John Stinchcomb, a big fan of ours, and we're a big fan of his. We'll be talking about the SEC championship with LSU. He went to Georgia. Also talk Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we will talk with the voice of the Tulane Green Wave, Corey Glore. It's been a magical season. I mean, I was in sports when I covered, the undefeated season with Sean King, and that was a treat. And I'm actually kind of glad that it does end this way with Willie Fritz, because it was kind of weird because Tommy Bowden had left and Chris Selfo came in, which was fine. Chris ended up, taking the job, and we knew him well. And Rich Rodriguez, we knew he was on his way out too. But it was a really cool thing, and I'm really really happy for Tulane. But we have to begin the show with something that we knew was coming, but there's another A-Bear out there. There's another, not just an A-Bear, there's another Bobby J.
Bobby J. A-Bear, the fourth. The fourth, and so we got to congratulate, obviously, Papa A-Bear, Bobby, but T-Bob.
Yep,
T-Bob. And his wife. Just sending our congratulations to them on, and, you know, you talk about his wife, the health for her, but obviously for their son as well. And if I remember correctly, 10 pounds?
I was getting ready to say, it's been a while for me, and we had girls, but 10 pounds, 9 ounces.
9 ounces.
I'm thinking, I don't know, guard, maybe?
Let's go defensive tackle. That's defensive tackle, no doubt about it. But T-Bob, I got one joke for you, and I know this will get back to you. I hope that he has bigger feet than you. That's all I have to say. He will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, congrats to them both. They were having a C-section, so Bobby knew. I talked to Bobby in the elevator the other day, and I think they've had, if I'm not mistaken, he's got all girls.
All girls. All girls.
And
this is Bobby. He's got 4 granddaughters. This is his first grandson.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Let's go. We haven't done so in a second, so let's go right to the phones. Let's go to the bottle man. He said he's got to talk to Deuce. Bottle man, welcome to the show.
Hello, how y'all doing, man? Happy holidays. Hey, Deuce, you never met me before, but you have met my sister a million times. Miss Mitchell is my sister who work at the Dome. And she always mentioned you when we were together. And she used to be over at SMG. And I'm a Saints fan, man. I get on the phone with Mike and them every day, you know what I mean? We don't win that Super Bowl, man. I still have that vote of confidence, that faith is the substance of things, hope and evidence of things not seen. Our gumbo pot is being sheltered back to its own flavor. But as I say to you, man, you and all the other brothers, the fathers and grandfathers, man, at this holiday, we're losing a lot of children, man. And therefore, we got to keep them in prayer, that we continue to sustain them, that they have brothers that have been broken like myself who care, that y'all can use us to be that puzzle, man. I told Bobby and Christy and them to get with me, man. It's a reason for the season. Y'all have a blessed day, have a good holiday, and who that, baby?
Yeah, well
who that, bottle man, and I agree with you on faith. You got to have a little faith. And before we get to the Super Bowl, let's just get one. Let's just get Monday night, you know. And you definitely need the faith, though, and no doubt about it. And, you know, you talk about saving our young men and women as far as some of our youngsters and just being able to hopefully give them a little guidance that they definitely need, and let them know that some of them that the path that they own, it leads to two places, and neither one of them are good. And so hopefully, you know, that's a conversation that we can have. And when you talk about this season of that we are in as far as the holiday season, it's tough. It's tough on a lot of people and for a lot of different reasons. You know, but hopefully we can bring some joy and some smiles to individuals. And a lot of times that happens with our New Orleans Saints or with football in general. And so, you know, hopefully this is a thankful weekend for us.
That's an extra day. So it's kind of hard to, when you look at the injury report that came out a little while ago, it's think of it as a day off because some teams didn't practice at all on Wednesday, gave them off. So the Saints had eight DNPs, did not practice. Most of them were aware of what's different this time now, really on both teams. There's like four guys, it's illnesses. I mean, there's the flu and the cold. My voice is terrible right now, but there's a lot of guys, Kentavious Street with an illness, Kevin White with an illness. But really,
Even on the Buccaneers, I think they got two players.
Yeah, Cameron Bright, their tight end. I guess there's like 18 people. I'm curious about your thoughts about Marshon Lattimore. He's been limited the last 2 days, and Pete Werner also limited the last 2 days. Are either one of those guys back?
I probably would say Marshon has a better shot than Pete, even though you never know. Pete had surgery on that ankle, and so he's probably got an outside shot. But I feel probably better about Marshon playing more so than Pete Werner, because if you look at the pattern of how the Saints have kind of handled this, most of those guys that have been injured or hurt, they would practice for a week, and then the following week they would come back. Even if it's been on a limited basis, they would practice for a limited basis 1 week, and then the following week probably the same thing, but they would be able to come back. This is the first week that we've seen Pete Werner back as far as on a limited basis. The second week that you've seen Marshon back on a limited basis. So how some other guys have trended, I would probably bet on Marshon playing more so than Pete Werner playing on Monday night.
Just quickly, the Cameron Brait is the tight end. Mike Edwards, the safety, hamstring, he hasn't practiced yet. Antoine Winfield, the other safety, hasn't practiced. He's got an ankle. Tristan Wirfs, we know, is out. He's going to be out 3 or 4 weeks, but that kind of handles their injuries, at least as far as Friday. We'll talk a lot more about that. We have Jonathan Stinchcomb coming up, as well as Corey Glore in the second hour. You are listening to Fans and the Pros. The Rock is in the house. Deuce is with us this afternoon. We're back after a break. WBLAMFM.com and the always free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Fans in the Pro, Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Before we get ready, to speak with John Stinchcomb about some Saints and Tampa Bay, also the SEC, went to Georgia. Did you text Drew today? Did you text Drew and make sure he was okay?
No.
You talking about something spiraling out of control.
They got the attention that they wanted far as, what was it? I don't even know the entity. But, yeah, the entity got...
Lightning betting or something, right?
Whomever it was, they got the intention that they wanted, and he was down in where? Venezuela? Yeah, he was down in Venezuela, and so, no. Yeah, that would have, they got the attention that they wanted.
They did. In fact, that's all they're getting from this show. Joining the show right now, former Saints lineman Jonathan Stinchcomb. He's a member of the preseason team as well, former University of Georgia player. John, how you doing, my friend? You're on with Mike and Deuce.
What's up, fellas? I'm glad I don't have to worry about lightning strikes over here in Georgia, but appreciate y'all having me on tonight.
Looking forward to it. So I guess before we even get going, because I'll forget, a friend of ours here at the station, Mark, said to say hello to you.
Mark's my guy.
that's an inside joke, but we'll let it go. So if you're a Tiger fan and you're have the odds of 17.5. You've done well in the SEC championship games in the past. I'm going to get my question out of the way, and then I always like to listen to you and Deuce just kind of talk for a little bit. But how does LSU win this game?
Well, I tell you what, if I'm LSU, you got to be excited about the opportunity because you can play fast and loose. The expectations are low nationally, so for a talented team, that's a good position to be in. You don't have the stress and the weight of there's zero expectations. You are more than two touchdowns, the underdog, and you've got a talented team. And I think I'd feel confident that's what Coach Kelly is preaching this week, is they're underestimating our talent, that we earned the right to represent the West, and now we get an opportunity to prove it. Last week does not matter, and that's true. I mean, if you look at around the SEC, there's no reason why a South Carolina should beat a Tennessee, but yet they did, and beat them in a fashion that was surprising to literally everyone across this country. And that's what happens when you've got an opportunity to go out there and play. And for a talented team like LSU, there's plenty of reasons why they should feel confident heading into this game. Now, you're going up against the best team in college football right now, who's played some good football, and their aspirations are much higher than just winning an SEC championship. But I do think that LSU has every reason to go in this game feeling dangerous, and it's one of those opportunities that is not being taken lightly from this Georgia side of things. But, on paper, you can see that if both teams play their best, I think everybody would agree that it's Georgia's game to lose.
But Stinch, you still didn't tell me. You still didn't tell me how do they win?
Yeah, well, they're going to have to do what teams have struggled to do against Georgia, and that's move the ball without turnovers. And I think it starts with Daniels. For LSU, they've got to be able to create opportunities for him and keep possessions and. Georgia, when they've struggled, you look at their game against Kent State, you look at their game and struggled, I use that term loosely, against Kentucky or Missouri, where it wasn't the dominant performance, even though they came out on top. And what it was is early turnovers from Georgia's offense.
I mean, that's a struggle. The stench, that's a struggle. I mean, this is you and Deuce talking now. I mean, you can loosen up with me now. I want stench. I want stench to be, hey, look, we're in the locker room. We're sitting on the chairs that Sean threw out. You know, he threw them out. But before he threw them out, we're just sitting there chatting. And so, no, I agree 100% with you. Even though Georgia won some of those games, particularly like you talked about the Kentucky and Missouri, from a scoreboard standpoint, it wasn't the dominant way that they've done it. And so for me, for LSU to win, your quarterback Daniels has to be special. And then he's got to make some throws that he probably hadn't made consistently this year. And they've got to be able to create some turnovers. I mean, that's how they win that game. They've got to get to the fourth quarter of that game still being a contest.
Yep, and you're exactly right. You're going to have to get Georgia to turn the ball over, which they've done at times. We watched the Missouri game specifically, and Missouri starts playing inspired football because Georgia turns the ball over. So you get those opportunities early, and you're going to have to take some shots, man. Georgia's defense, despite all the guys they lost, they're stacked. They play really good defense. So, you know, if it were me, I'm going to have to challenge some of those cornerbacks to make plays, because you're going to have to come away with points. You can't expect to shut Georgia out and keep their offense out of the end zone. And you're going to have to do what other teams haven't been able to do, and that's stretch the field and take some shots on these DBs and make some plays. And I think LSU has some talent in the wide receiver position, obviously some big names in the depths there, but it's going to be a challenge. I mean, there's a reason why Georgia's the number one team in football, and I watch them every week, and when they play their best, they are the best team. So LSU certainly has their work cut out for them.
Yeah, and I don't think that you're arguing with anybody when you say that statement. I mean, that's not just being objective. That's not a wild or outlandish statement for you to say when you say that. Here's what's interesting. This will be pretty much, in your opinion and in mine, do you give it 85-15 or 80-20 as far as this is a home game for Georgia, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I think it would have been closer if LSU handled business last week. I think you kind of stub your toe right before you head into the SEC championship, and folks are going, maybe I don't want to spend the close to grand that it's going to take me to get a couple tickets and some hotel rooms and go over to Atlanta for a thrashing. So I think it's, 80-20. I think there's some folks that already had that trip planned before last Saturday to come over and enjoy Atlanta, but it's going to be a red and black stadium, no doubt.
Yeah, and so, so you talk about having to work silent count, having to deal with the road, and I agree. You know, I would love if there's a situation early in that game, maybe a fourth and one, or it's kind of questionable whether I go for it. I'm going to show my guys that I'm behind them, and we came to win this game. And so I'm not punting. You know, the situation has to warrant it. You can't do that if you're backed up on your own 15 or 10, something like that. But, hey, look, if we're backed up, maybe even on the minus side of the field at the 35-40, and it's 4-for-1, I'm going to say, what do we have to lose, guys? And I agree 100%. Nobody is picking us to win. You know, for us to go out here and just play loose and just go and have some fun and show people that LSU football is back, what do we have to lose? And so to give my guys that confidence as well, that's some of the things that I would not mind doing one bit.
I love it coming from a rebel. Who said, my guys, my team.
Well, I mean,
I love it.
I have to be a neutral rebel. I have to be a neutral rebel. It's
no
neutral
doubt.
Rebel as well. I mean, we don't play this weekend, so you got to cheer for somebody, right?
Hey, I hear you, brother. I hear you. Well, and I expect that very thing. You know, LSU gets near the 40, I'd expect a shot play. You know what I mean? They're coming out with something that they've been working on this season that they haven't shown yet. There's a fake punt that they're going to run. There's some kind of, there's no reason to save these plays, right? If you've got them, you're going to take your shot. If it's fourth and one and, you've got a couple plays that you like, you're going to go for it. So I expect that. And that's the freedom that you get when there's no pressure on LSU. The expectations are so low that you can go and play loose, and that's what I would expect. And I would back my guys 100%. And I'm sure that's what Coach Kelly and his entire staff are preaching, is we get to go out and let it all hang out. There's no reason to save any of our best stuff. We're not keeping any powder dry. We're going to go out there and let them have it.
Well, let's turn the table a little bit. Tell me about what you see in this beautiful 4-8 versus 5-6 Saints versus Tampa. But with so much on the line, I mean, Bucks can sweep this series for the first time since 2007. Saints haven't lost in Tampa since 2017. Nothing feels right. When you look at the numbers for these teams, nothing feels right. Nothing looks right. But, you know, it's a very important game.
Yeah. I mean, who saw this coming at the beginning of the season? And we're watching preseason. You're going, man, you get this quarterback situation ironed out for the Saints, and things look pretty promising. And I'm sure Tampa was expecting – their postseason aspirations to be filled. And oddly enough, there are still plenty on the table for both teams to play for. And I think that's probably more of a condemnation of the division than anything else, because, you know, usually in this situation, you look at these season win totals and you're going, this ain't it, boys. But yet this year, you think there's still opportunity, there's still life. And certainly isn't an expectation for either team. The organizations have prided themselves, and rightfully so, on being contenders almost on an annual basis. And I'm sure Tom Brady's sitting here going, this ain't what I signed up for, boys. I mean, we were expecting to add rings to my collection. And so you look at this week, and I think it means more to the individual fan bases. Obviously doesn't have the national implications that other matchups will, but there is still so much to play for. As an organization, both of them are proud, and they want to battle week in and week out. And I think that's a testament to the guys they have in that locker room and the organizations and the coaching staffs that say, we aren't where we want to be, but by God, each week we get an opportunity to go out there and play our best, and that's what we intend to do. And this is one of those rivalry games. It's not Atlanta, but it means something. And every time you get an opportunity to beat the Bucks and a team led by Tom Brady, you have to take advantage of that. And I think that's something that you can rally behind and say, we're going to finish this season strong, and this is our first opportunity to do that.
Stinch, I got to ask you just one, and this is not – I don't want people to think that it's making excuses for this current team and their record and their situation. But when you lose a head coach that has been with your franchise for 16-plus years or whatever it is, and then a quarterback that has been the trigger guy for the majority of that time as well, what type of transition would you expect?
I think we're witnessing it. I'll speak for myself, and maybe I'm not alone here, was a little naive to think that the rosters had been built in a way to kind of absorb those losses, right? I mean, the Saints had done a really masterful job of transitioning over these past few years to building up a defense that was really the identity of the Saints these past couple of years. And the offense became the complementary piece to this team. And I think they did that understanding the limitations of an aging quarterback that you're going to have to replace soon. And now we're recognizing what that looks like. And I think it's minimized the role and just the elite level of coaching that you got from that head coach position. And this is no shade thrown at DA for him to come in behind Coach Payton, who had built the organization and the program and the identity in that locker room and the culture at practice to be his. There is a transition that needs to take place. And I think the expectation was, hey, you know, we'll just pick right up where you left off. And that's not the way this game works. It's going to take time for Coach Allen to be able to put his thumbprint on this organization and make it his. And if we're going to be honest, you got to find a solution. You got to find an answer. The NFL is made and driven through one position, and it doesn't all look the same across the league, but until you get that position figured out, you're going to be sledding uphill, and the Saints are obviously realizing that just as much as any other team this year.
We appreciate your time, Jonathan Stinchcomb. I always enjoy looking for you and talking to you in the preseason. Enjoy the weekend of sports, USA, Netherlands, Georgia, LSU. Thanks for your time as always.
Hey, it's a good time, fellas. I always enjoyed it. Appreciate your Hoss and Deuce. Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate it, Stinch.
Got to take a break. Fans and a Pro, WWAMFM.com, and always free on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, fans and the pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Join WWL for Children's Hospital's Holiday Parade. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m., downtown New Orleans. Going to be fantastic. More than 20 custom-designed floats, oversized toy soldiers, a 30-foot Santa, marching bands, plus, for the first time, the high-flying balloons that you'd see in New York. Bring the family to Children's Hospital New Orleans Holiday Parade tomorrow, 11 a.m. downtown, followed by a holiday concert and village experience from 1 to 3 in Lafayette Square, all brought to you by the Downtown Development District. Celebrate the season with WWL. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, welcome to Fans in the Pro. You're on with Mike and Deuce.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, real quick. Hey, look, I'm really excited about tomorrow, Tulane and LSU in their respective championships. You know, LSU's exceeded my expectations after that first season. I mean, first game loss at FSU at the Superdome. Brian Kelly's been, you know, obviously that move he did against Alabama to just win it was a alpha move there. And you know, he might win SEC Coach of the Year. I see Willie Fritz maybe being the Coach of the Year in all of Division I football, and he's coming back at Tulane. I want to get y'all's take on tomorrow's Tulane game. I know, you know, looking back over there, and Tulane's obviously doesn't have a major history of football prowess, but not since 1998 have they had such a great season. And I don't think the game tomorrow sold out. It's on ABC. You know, it's just a culmination, though, of Michael Pratt, who's become almost like an NFL prospect quarterback here. And you got Willie Fritz, of course, bigger programs are looking at him. Tell me what y'all expect tomorrow against UCF. You know, UCF beat them earlier in the year. And, of course, they got Plumlee. I think it was the Ole Miss kid, Deuce, who's now the quarterback for UCF. I'm going to be at the Plaquemines Parish Orange Festival all weekend. I'm not going to be able to go to that game, but I'm going to be watching on the big screens down there and in Fort Jackson. We're going to be down there eating oysters and all that and oranges. But I want to get your take on Plumlee, Deuce, since you got that Ole Miss background. And what do you expect? I mean, look, this could be the biggest game in Tulane football history as far as I can remember. You know, I'm not since 1998 when they went undefeated and beat BYU in the Liberty Bowl, I think it was. But, you know, tomorrow's huge. I want to get your take on tomorrow's game.
Yeah, basically the game, I think it's close to being sold out. If it's not official sold out yet, it's close. So hopefully that does happen. But if you're talking about Pratt, Pratt's been on the radar of NFL scouts already. I think he's definitely helped himself. You know, you look at his size, his moxie, his ability to be able to distribute the football. You know, that I think some of those scouts, they've known that for a while, just looking at him. You know, now the question will be, can it I guess, be able to show it when you get on the board and talk to some of those scouts. And, you know, you talk about being able to run a pro-style offense. He's played in multiple offenses as well at Tulane just because he's had different coordinators. The other thing, when you talk about Plumlee, Plumlee's an interesting situation. He played quarterback down at Oak Grove, Mississippi, right there outside of Hattiesburg, and he goes up to Ole Miss. He's a two-sport player. He played baseball over at UCF as well as up in Oxford, and so he left Ole Miss because he moved to receiver when they had Matt Corral, and obviously Matt Corral was drafted by the Carolina Panthers last year, and so he transfers out, and he goes down with Coach Malzahn down at UCF, and he's done a pretty good job as far as quarterback. The thing for me, you have to be able to stop the RPO game for him. You have to make him a passer and force him to be able to make throws. I mean, because obviously he's a dynamic runner with the football in his hands, but for me, you have to be able to make him a pocket passer. And if you don't do that, then, I mean, Nick Anderson and that defense is going to be really, really hard for those guys. I mean, give it to Spears. Let Spears be able to run the football and be able to do what he's been able to do for you all year round. But, you know, you've got to be able to create some turnovers as well and keep that offense out of rhythm.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate it. I like Tulane as well. I think they fell behind early in that game the first time with Central Florida. I think they're going to do better off the bat and take it. Tomorrow, 3:08, Yulman Stadium for Tulane, LSU's in Atlanta. We're back after a break. Fans and the Pros, Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. Lots more coming your way in the next hour. We'll talk a little Tulane football, Saints, and what the uniforms will be against Tampa. Don't forget the Brian Kelly Show at 6 o'clock, the high school football show at 7 o'clock. Lots more coming your way. We've got to take a break right now. WWLMFM.com and the Odyssey app. The news is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.